Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Financial Times Big Read, a weekly podcast featuring the best of our long-form reporting from around the world. I'm Harry Robertson from the Opinion and Analysis Desk. On Sunday, September 16th, Juventus's superstar signing Cristiano Ronaldo scored his first two goals for the Turin side. But, says Murad Ahmed, Ronaldo has hardly been brought in to bolster a weak team. In fact, Juventus have won the last seven Italian league titles. Rather, he brings the Ronaldo effect of unmatched financial opportunity. Yet at 33, Ronaldo is getting on, and viewing figures for the Italian league remain low. The question is, can he help propel Juventus into the financial big leagues, alongside giants like Manchester United and Real Madrid?
There are 15 minutes to go. The ball speeds across the penalty area, and Cristiano Ronaldo, arguably the best footballer of his generation, who Juventus have just bought for 100 million euros, fluffs his lines, misses his shot, and loses the opportunity to score on his home debut for the Italian club. Yet, among the crowd of 40,000 fans at the Alliance Stadium in Turin, Andrea Agnelli, president of Juventus, and the man who signed the cheque, stands to applaud. It helps that a teammate rifles a ball into the net after Ronaldo's slip, but the real triumph, says Mr. Agnelli, was luring the Portuguese striker to the club in the first place. Mr. Agnelli, a scion of the billionaire family that has owned the club for 95 years, says, "It was the first time that the commercial side and the sporting side of Juventus came together in assessing the costs and benefits of a signing." He adds, "The opportunity of Ronaldo was thoroughly assessed and it made sense both on and off the pitch." On the pitch, the team does not need Ronaldo to dominate Italian football. Juventus, the country's most successful club, has won seven consecutive Serie A league titles. It has, however, fallen short in recent seasons of the Champions League, losing twice in the final of Europe's most prestigious tournament in the past 4 years. Ronaldo, in contrast, has won the last three Champions League finals with Real Madrid. Off the pitch, Juventus believes the player presents an unparalleled financial opportunity, described by executives as the Ronaldo effect. The Turin club is looking to invert the business model that has prevailed in football for decades. Elite clubs rely on large crowds and lucrative broadcasting deals to convince sponsors to pay to be associated with their teams. Under the new model, the global celebrity of Ronaldo is expected to drag fans and corporate groups to Juventus, with higher broadcasting money to follow. There are early signs that the bet is paying off. While in secret talks to sign Ronaldo, Juventus increased average season ticket prices by 30%. All 29,300 have been sold. On match day, the Juventus Stadium Superstore is doing a brisk trade in Ronaldo replica shirts, costing up to €155 each, among the highest prices in Europe. For his home debut, fans travelled from all over the world, while television networks spent days trailing his arrival in Turin. Investors seem to agree that the Ronaldo effect will provide exponential value to Juventus. The club's share price has more than doubled, raising its market capitalisation to €1.5 billion since July. Gareth Balch, co-founder of the digital sports marketing company Two Circles, says, "Ronaldo brings a level of stardust that is difficult to find in any sports person. In the sponsorship buyer's mind, there is a level of irrationality that exists in every human, which is that having Ronaldo elevates Juventus into a group of football clubs that it was not in before. If executed correctly, Juventus can really profit from its investment." Mr. Agnelli took over the running of the club in 2010 and set about attracting a new global audience. He believes Ronaldo is a catalyst for the club to achieve a grander ambition: become the world's preeminent team. This means winning the biggest trophies while earning more in revenues than any other club. Mr. Agnelli says, "We will plan, one after the other, the last remaining steps to become number one." Juventus, however, trail well behind the sport's financial leaders. The quartet of Manchester United, Real Madrid, Barcelona and Bayern Munich earn 150 million to 250 million euros more than Juventus in annual revenues. Other clubs, fueled by rich owners such as Manchester City, Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea, also generate more income. The club believes Ronaldo can help it climb up football's financial ladder, betting that his appearance in its famous black and white striped shirt will convince corporate sponsors to pay more to be associated with the player and club. Mr. Agnelli points to Real Madrid's Galactico policy of hiring marketable superstars such as David Beckham and PSG's recent €222 million signing of the Brazilian forward Neymar as precedents. The strategy is not without risk. At 33, Ronaldo is coming to the end of his playing career. A dip in form or a layoff from injury would damage the team's prospects. Some argue that short-term imperatives should not be mixed with a club's long-term commercial strategy. Jörg Wacker, a board member at the German club Bayern Munich, says, "At Bayern, if they buy a player, it has to fit from a sports perspective and not a brand perspective. Of course, Cristiano Ronaldo is an ambassador for the brand, but he was an ambassador for Real Madrid. Maybe in 5 years, he's gone. For us, the number one focus is the club and not the player." To sign the striker, Juventus agreed to pay Real Madrid a €100 million fee over 2 years, a further €5 million in payments that will ultimately be paid to clubs that trained him as a young player, and about €12 million in fees to his agent, Jorge Mendes. Ronaldo's four-year contract provides a salary worth more than €50 million a year after tax, according to reports. The remuneration package will also allow Juventus to use his image rights so that the player, who earns an estimated $47 million a year in personal endorsements, can also be used in Juventus promotional campaigns. Financial services firm KPMG estimates that, including the transfer fee, amortised over the duration of his contract, Juventus will pay around €340 million or €85 million a year for Ronaldo's services. To satisfy financial fair play regulations designed to force clubs to break even, Juventus has offloaded other players on expensive salaries. But the impact of the Ronaldo transfer, which will be realised in the current financial year, is expected to push the club into a second season of losses. In the year to June 30th, 2018, Juventus made a loss of €19.2 million on revenues of €504.7 million. Compared to a profit of €42.6 million on revenues of €562.7 million the previous season. Executives believe the Ronaldo transfer will pay for itself over time by counteracting the club's biggest commercial weakness, playing in Italy. During the 1980s and early 1990s, Serie A was considered the best league in the world, but it has since been overtaken. According to Deloitte, the English Premier League receives €3.3 billion a season for domestic and international broadcasting rights. Spain's La Liga generates €2 billion each year from television rights deals. The Italian League, however, makes just €1.4 billion a season. Though watched avidly in its home country, Serie A has yet to attract significant international audiences. Juventus is gambling that the global adoration of Ronaldo will build interest in the division. But as Serie A is locked into broadcast deals until the end of the 2020-2021 season, there is little immediate upside from any surge in viewers for Italian football. Stefan Szymanski, a sports industry academic at the University of Michigan, says, "Let's face it, there are clubs in the bottom half of the English Premier League who could potentially pay for the services of Ronaldo. That's not to do with the strategy of these clubs. It's entirely to do with the Premier League having global dominance." Unlike many of its Serie A rivals, Juventus plays to a packed house in a ground that it owns. The club's modern stadium cost €150 million to build and opened in 2011. It is set to increase the €56.4 million earned in the 2017-2018 season from ticket sales, including corporate seats. A strong run in the Champions League, Juventus opens with an away game against Valencia on Wednesday, is essential. The club has reached the knockout rounds of the tournament for the past 5 seasons, Winning it could be worth up to 130 million euros in broadcast rights and prize money. Like some of his peers, Mr. Agnelli wants the sport to be rearranged to allow for more money-spinning games between Europe's football titans and fewer against local minnows. Max Allegri, head coach at Juventus, says, "The Champions League is a difficult and unpredictable competition. With Ronaldo, we are far more likely to win it." Yet even club executives accept that his arrival cannot guarantee on-pitch success. The real hope in Turin is that Ronaldo will ramp up the value of Juventus sponsorship deals. In 2017, thanks to strong performances in Europe, the club earned more from broadcast rights than Manchester United, the world's richest club by revenues. Yet, while the English club has struggled on the pitch in recent years, it earned nearly 200 million euros more than Juventus in commercial deals. Being considered part of football's elite matters. According to research from Nielsen, the overall market for football sponsorship, worth 11 billion euros, is growing by 2% a year. But the growth rate at the biggest 10 clubs, including Juventus, is 12%. This money mostly comes from the kit manufacturer and shirt sponsor. In the case of Juventus, these are the German sportswear company Adidas and the car maker Jeep, owned by Fiat Chrysler, in which the Agnelli family business has a 30% stake. The deals are worth a combined 40 million euros a year, according to KPMG. By contrast, Manchester United's deals with Adidas and Chevrolet bring in 156 million euros. Ronaldo may help bridge that gap. Without providing figures, Juventus says it is on course to achieve record replica kit sales this season. While it receives only a small percentage from such sales, the increase should allow it to negotiate better contracts next time. Giorgio Ricci, co-chief revenue officer and head of global partnerships at Juventus, says, "There is a very, very strong and clear correlation between the number of shirts sold in a year around the world and the value of your deal." The club is already discussing a renewal of the Adidas deal on improved terms, according to people close to the talks, who add that Jeep is expected to do the same in the coming years. Ronaldo also brings a different type of star quality. He is among the world's most tracked personalities on social media, with a combined following of 330 million users on platforms from Facebook and Twitter to Instagram. Juventus gained 10 million more social media followers in July alone. Mr. Ricci says this helps to make the case to sponsors about the club's growing popularity. The club is in talks with six potential new regional sponsors in China and Southeast Asia, with other multinational corporations keen to open discussions, he says. Yet, Mr. Szymanski suggests Juventus will continue to be hampered by Italian football's relative lack of global exposure. He says, "Broadcasting brings a sponsorship, rather than the other way round. I can understand that Juventus, in trying to develop a strategy for a club located within Serie A, may not have a lot of choices. This may be its best shot. But is it likely to succeed without a renaissance in Italian football generally? I think it's tricky." For Juventus, it is a challenge. It wants to become a global club, and Mr. Agnelli believes Ronaldo will help it secure a permanent position at the top of the world game. But to do that, once the striker retires, the Juventus owner needs to attract the next young footballing prodigy. "We have to be in a position to be able to clinch the next Cristiano," he says, "but at the age of 25.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this Big Read podcast, you can subscribe on all the usual channels. If you're not already an FT subscriber, visit ft.com/offer for our latest subscription offers. This episode was produced by Harry Robertson.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.